No problem. If you need me to speak up, let me know. But yeah, I won't scream into it. So I'm an identical twin, and I'm bummed he couldn't be here today. He's out working. But back in high school, I don't know, we never got into much trouble as kids. We were pretty good kids. But as identical twins, we kind of thought, in some way, it's our duty to at least switch one time. And we hadn't up in that point. And in high school, we had a bunch of multiples, friends who were multiples, so twins or triplets. And I had class with half of a set. So one of my buddies who was a twin, and they switched for one class period one day. Kind of lame, though, because it was in the dark, watching a movie. They snuck out for like 5 minutes. He raised his hand, and he went, oh, I need a drink of water. Teacher goes, okay. His brother comes in, and they don't look that much alike. So I'm like, haha, like, great job, guys. But it's in the dark. There's nothing really at stake. So then he's like, oh, you know, I got to use the bathroom now. Great. His brother comes back in. So we're like, okay, like, good job. You did that. But it's kind of lame. If that's all it takes to do like a switch, that's not much at stake. That's kind of a bummer. So me and my brother decided to switch for an entire day. Being that we don't trust each other with each other's grades, we decided, of course, to do it on a day that there were no tests. So we spent the entire night before just, you know, he would talk to me, keep going, Jeff, because that's his name, and I'd go, John, just to, like, get in the mindset, like, oh, I need to respond to this new name now. And in our little assignment notebooks, we wrote, like, this is, you know, seating assignment, whatever, because it was towards the end of the year, so if I came into Jeff's classroom and didn't know where I was sitting, it looked kind of suspicious. And so, day started off easy. Funnily enough, watched a movie in the first class, and that was fine. I had first periods off, so Jeff was sleeping in the library, but things went smoothly for the most part. Lunch came around, and we decided to stick to stay in character. So I'm back up for a second. Every day in high school, basically, I wore a blue shirt and a blue tie, and Jeff wore a white shirt and a red tie. And so we decided to, you know, flip costumes, I guess. And just so people couldn't call us out, we switched wallets and we switched watches. I had a pocket watch. I thought it was pretty cool. So Jeff wore that, and in case anybody's, oh, no, you know, you're switching. You just, oh, open up my wallet. No, you know, I'm Jeff. I'm not John. So we stuck to our roles during lunch, and for better or worse, our friends didn't know. They go, oh, you know, Jeff, John, when are you guys switching? We're like, yeah, you know, at some point, soon enough. It was kind of sad because we had friends in our classes and they didn't know what was going on. So, you know, trouble started brewing though after lunch. I was in honors physics and my brother was in regular physics. And so he's sitting in honors physics, he told me later, and he's sitting there and people are like, oh, John, like, help me with this problem. And he didn't know what was going on. He's sitting there playing games on his calculator, just like, oh, you'll figure it out. Don't worry about me. And I'm sitting, meanwhile, in a connected classroom. And this was the make-or-break period, honestly, because he said, this teacher's sharp. If anyone's going to bust us, it's this guy. Here's some things you got to know. You know, we always go over homework, and that's fine. Make sure, like, you check my work. And you got to make sure to kind of mumble, because I'm always tired after lunch. And he always says, you know, Jeff, speak up. Like, I can't hear you. So I made sure, like, he called on me, and I'm correcting the homework with my left hand. My brother's left-handed, and I'm right-handed, so that was another kind of fun little challenge. And so, you know, he's sitting there, and the teacher gets real close to me, and he's looking at me dead in the face. I'm sweating bullets. I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. And then he just goes, you know, nice shirt. Oh, thank you. Because this was a Friday, and we were able to wear T-shirts advertising for kind of a service project over the weekend, so I happened to be doing that. But I was sweating bullets that class. That period was over. I knew I was home free. Until my brother, he's kind of a he's kind of a loudmouth. After school, you know, we high-fived each other, whatnot. Great job, we did it. He goes up to one of our teachers. He goes, you know, how was class? And he goes, you were there, don't you know? He's like, you guys didn't. Oh, yeah, we did. I'm like, what are you doing, Jeff? Like, this is the end of the year. Technically, the amount of, like, detentions we could have gotten would have, first, you know, skipping periods, would have amounted to being expelled. And this is the end of senior year. So it was like, okay. Things went fine. Weekend happened. And Monday rolls around. I'm sitting in my normal classes, the ones that I'm supposed to be in. And he's sitting in the ones he's supposed to be in. And the dean of students knocks on the door. He goes, I'd like to see John. Or is it Jeff? And I go, oh, God. There it goes. It was a good run in high school. Now I don't know what's going to happen. And Jeff's standing in the hallway, too, and the dean of students goes, you guys know what you did? And we're like, yes, of course. It's like, you guys skipped all your classes. I'm like, actually, like, I'm thinking, I didn't say this to the guy, but I'm like, I took notes. Like, I participated. I didn't skip classes. I was just in other classes for the day. He goes, you know, this is terrible. You guys don't do it again. I go, that's fine. Like, don't worry. You know we're not troublemakers. Like, all right, glad we had this chat. And that was it. That was it. Got away with it.
That's pretty awesome.
Thanks.